Day 29, April 2nd. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 5 and was written by the Reverend Dave Dack, class of 2011. Waiting feels like a waste of time. I suspect that's why we're bad at it. Airports have discovered it's no good reducing baggage wait times. People still complain. But if the airport can make it so people spend more of that time walking to the claim area than standing around the carousel, the complaints stop, even if the total wait time stays the same. People don't mind as long as they're moving, as long as they don't feel like they're wasting their time. In verse 3, David shares his morning routine. I plead my case to you and watch. Other translations say, wait expectantly. Hardly the best use of his time, we might say, especially considering the threat of bloodthirsty enemies. Prayer, yes, but watching and waiting? Isn't that a waste of time? Unless David knows something we don't, or that we've forgotten. Ironically, our obsession with productivity has blinded us to the holiness God produces in us while we wait. Waiting on God makes us watchful. It keeps us attentive to the presence of God here and now, making every step righteous, every moment holy. Suddenly, our long walk becomes not only bearable, but blessed. Isn't that what we're really after? To live every day in God's blessed company? Even with David's enemies still on the loose, he found refuge in God's house and rejoiced in God's righteousness. It was precisely in the waiting that he encountered God. Waiting for God to answer our prayers is its own spiritual discipline. It can transform any trial into a temple of worship. Waiting on God is never a waste of your time. It is the holiest purpose your life could have. You could spend your whole life waiting on God, and it would not be a wasted life. Today's prayer. Gracious God, listen to our prayers for help. To you we plead our sad case and that of this broken world, wondering how long your salvation will take. Make holy our waiting. With the joy of your presence, that we would never tire of seeking your kingdom. Through Christ. Amen.